Good morning. The Bible reading this morning is from John's Gospel, and it's in two parts. The first is John 13, verses 33 to 35. Jesus speaking. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. So you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And the second part is John 16, verses 7 and 8. Jesus speaking again. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Amen.
Good morning, church. In preparing today, Pastor Chris and I have been doing a year-long subject together. The year-long subject has been guided spiritual formation, and each term has had a different topic. The first term was relating to God, spiritual formation as it relates to myself in term two. This term is spiritual formation as it relates to others. And then next term is spiritual formation as it relates to the ministry. And as I was having a fortnightly catch-up with Pastor Chris a little while ago, we talked about this in the relating to others in our spiritual formation. And at the end of it, Pastor Chris said, oh, that would be a good word. Do you want to bring that sometime? So here I am. One another. It's a. This sermon is not going to be a expositional, expository preaching that Pastor Chris has been doing on different books of the Bible. This is going to be more topical, and the topic is one another, as you can see. One another. It actually is a Greek word, allelon, which translates to one another. And it's actually in the Old and New Testament. And I'll clarify that. It's in the Old Testament, which is the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. And I'll get into that a little bit shortly. But biblically, when they talk about this term, it usually is in relation to contrasting itself to the surrounding culture. And it's quite unique in both the Old and New Testament. From our scripture today, in John 13, we see that Jesus gives us one of those things, one of the many things he gives us, is one another. And the scripture in John 16, we also see that one of the things Jesus also gives us is the helper, to help with us relating to one another, and also those not in the body of Christ relating to other people outside our church. outside the body of Christ. And in typical Jesus fashion, he commonly said to the Jew first and then to Gentile. I'm going to talk about the Old Testament first. In the Septuagint, the Greek word allelon is mentioned 22 times in the Septuagint. But it's not mentioned like it is in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's only mentioned indirectly, as in to describe something or as in to narrate a story. What is quite unique in the Old Testament, though, even though it is indirect in its use, is that it sets the standard for what happens in the body of Christ, with what happens with the body of Israel. As I've mentioned up there, it's only in the community of people of Israel that God could reflect his nature as loving and just, as they relate to one another. As they were called to be holy, as their Lord God is holy, this was best demonstrated in living together in justice and mercy. The love of God and others was inseparable. And that is evident in the New Testament. The topic for this, the research is from a book from 2008 by Jones and Brown, and they focus mostly in the New Testament, which we'll get into now. In the New Testament, the Greek word allelon, one another, is mentioned 37 times. And quite different to the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it's mentioned in a direct way, as by way of command. So whether Jesus uses the word, or one of the disciples, or the apostle to the Jews, apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, they use it in a way of describing what it is to be in the body of Christ, what it is to be in the kingdom of God, what it is to be a follower of Jesus, what sets us apart. Similar to what sets the body of Israel apart from their surrounding culture. And like in the Old Testament, the love of God and others is still inseparable, demonstrating a loving and just and merciful God. Of these 37 times, Jones and Bartlett have grouped these under 10 headings. And what is interesting that I found noteworthy is that they signify it as a way of loving one another and also having responsibility to one another, which is what sets us apart from our surrounding culture. Our surrounding culture is quite Western. Our surrounding culture is definitely quite Australian. It tends to be quite individual. And there's aspects of that in the current church. And yet God calls us to be set apart and do something different, consistent with being in the body of Christ, with him being our head, consistent with the kingdom of God and being followers of Christ. One of the one another's is love one another. I've got some scriptures there and some questions. I'm not too sure if you can read it. I should have put the font a bit bigger. Sorry, guys. Can you read that? What's your connection between your identity and God and loving, serving others in Christ's body? Another one another is accepting one another. How do you accept the differences of other people in this church, in other churches in Mergen? Do we do that well? Another allelon is belonging to one another. Are we functioning within a local body of Christ? Another one is teaching and admonishing one another. What are our strengths and weaknesses when it comes to speaking the truth in love? Individually and corporately. Another one is confessing our sins to one another. How do you handle the confession of someone else? When's the last time that happened? Is that something that we do regularly? They have a typical ritual and practice for that in some churches, for example, the Catholic Church. But in Protestant churches, we do it differently. How do we do that in our Western Australian Mergen Church? Another one is bearing one another's burdens. When is the last time you sought someone's help to share your load? That's definitely not Australian, is it? And yet, this very thing sets us apart, because we have brothers and sisters in the body of Christ that understands like Christ understands. Another one is encouraging one another. What does meaningful encouragement look like to you? As in how you would give it or how you'd like it to be received. And when you give encouragement, how you speak it, does it land the way you intend it? Another one is spur one another on. How would you appreciate being spurred on without feeling pressured? Bit of a delicate balance, that one, isn't it? Another one is being reconciled with one another. What broken relationships do you have in church, in this church, in the greater church, in the universal church? And are they still broken? And if they are, why? And the last one that Jones and Brown grouped together, the 10, is forgive one another. Forgiveness is part of what sets us apart. Do you do this readily? I know for myself, it's never a one-off thing. It might be a one-off thing to the person involved, but within myself, I usually have to forgive them a lot more than once. How do we do well with this group of 10 one another's? I know for myself, when I look at these, there are some of those where I actually do quite well. And there are some of those that I definitely do not do well. How about you? If I was to put it another way, if we had a modern day apostle from Jesus' time, or the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, if he was in Queensland, Australia, and he heard of what was happening in Mergen, and if he wrote a letter to the churches in Mergen, which of these would Paul target? Which of these would he say, you would do so well, but you need to work on these? As a church, what do you think he would have in that letter to the Mergen Fellowship, to the Mergen Body of Christ? How do we stack up in setting ourselves apart from our surrounding culture, like Israel did, like Israel do? How do we stack ourselves up in separating ourselves from our culture, like the apostles and Paul encouraged them to do in the New Testament letters? Are we set apart by what we say and do? On one hand, looking at some of these, I would readily say we all do. And yet, on the other hand, there will be some that we need to work on. Not just us as Mergen District Baptist Church, but as the greater Church of Christ in Mergen, in Baramba, in South Burnett. We have a role to play in how we love each other in the body of Christ. And our example is how Christ loves us. For me, my example is how Christ loves me, how Christ accepts me, how Christ belongs to me, how Christ teaches and admonishes me, how Christ is when I confess my sins to Him, how Christ bears my burden, how Christ encourages me, how Christ spurs me on, how Christ reconciled me to my Father in heaven, and how Christ forgives me. I don't know about you, but that's a high mark, a high standard. But I can't think of a better template to work with. Me personally, with my background, when it comes to teaching and admonishing, because I've had some challenges, come across some people that have been quite hurtful, including in the church, I've had to forgive those. I've had to be reconciled with those as much as I can. And yet going forward, when it comes to me, when I need to teach and admonish someone else, I tend to major on in love. Because in my experience, the church could do with a lot more of in love, especially when it comes to truth. They tend to forget that. How about you? Not just in our family or people outside the church. There's been some people even in this church has hurt me, but that's okay. God calls me to something more. Thankfully, it's not in my own strength. Like I mentioned earlier, we have the Helper who guides, encourages, strengthens, leads. May He do so with you, and may He do so with us. We are not alone. Christ gave us Himself. He gave us each other, and He gave us the Helper. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day on this earth, we thank You, Heavenly Father, Abba Father. Happy Father's Day. As much as we celebrate our fathers on earth, we also take time out to celebrate You, our Father in heaven. As much as we live in this world, we are aliens, we are ambassadors, we are sojourners. Our home is not here, our home is with You. Our home is elsewhere. And yet while we're here, Lord, may we live amongst one another here in this church and in our surrounding church. May we be salt and light to our surrounding culture. Help us in this, Holy Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.